Thank you.
This has been a little challenging for agencies that are just starting to figure out what they want to do and how they want to go about doing it when it comes to closing data centers. What was your very first step as far as going about doing this in a successful way?
I think the very first step that we had was probably one that was common across many federal agencies, which was to start out by doing a comprehensive inventory of all the data center facilities and assets that were out there. I think there's no way to develop a good consolidation plan without really having a good understanding of what the initial starting point is as a baseline.
Once you did that, what was the decision process that got you to the six that you've closed so far?
The six that we had closed so far were primarily data centers that we had already been looking at closing, and certainly that, I think, is one of the things that is helpful from a planning perspective, is to have a good sense of what your facility needs are relative to your initial baseline. And the fact that we already had some plans in progress did allow us to get out in front with some of our consolidation plans.
As you analyzed your needs, and you did the inventory first, then analyzed your needs, what were some of the factors that caused you to say, okay, this would be one that could go away?
Primarily the kinds of functions that they were supporting. And so in the example of several of the ones that had closed, they were functions associated with the 2010 decennial census, and those were functions that we weren't going to need to maintain long term, and so we were able to identify those facilities as ones that weren't necessarily ones that we needed to keep open continuously.
Mm-hmm. The whole process of that decision making, I think, is one of the things that agencies struggle with, and trying to decide which can stay and which can go. One of the other things that people struggle with, and it might seem a little counterintuitive, because the idea of closing data centers is to save money long term, and I'm not sure people think enough about the cost short term. It's not free to go around and close data centers. Talk about where you get that money from to be able to do this initiative?
Well, for the most part, there have been organizations that have been able to identify and pursue new funding for consolidation initiatives, and there have been others that have had trouble doing that. The best way to be successful among the organizations that don't necessarily have new funding to do this is to really do that pre-planning effort well, which means to align the data center consolidation plans with things like ending of leases so that you don't need to have lease termination costs, to align the consolidation plans with technology refresh cycles so you don't end up in a situation where you're having to purchase new equipment to stand up a new data center when your existing facilities may have relatively new equipment already in place. If you're synchronizing your consolidation plans with refresh cycles and you have outdated aging equipment that you need to replace anyway, then the incremental cost of having to do that consolidation is reduced. So clearly that prospective planning is very important.
Now, the IT shops at the agencies have thought about life cycle costs as opposed to startup costs, I think, for a long time. Is it fair to say that as you interact with your colleagues in the C-suite at Commerce, that you're pulling them a little bit more toward life cycle costs, thinking when it comes to IT, where that it may just be something that they never really had to think about before?
In the case of the Department of Commerce, we're not a highly centralized organization when it comes to IT, and so most of the large data center facilities are actually not owned by the headquarters level. They're owned by our bureaus, and so those are typically the kinds of conversations that happened at the bureau level and not at my level at headquarters.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a handle on that, I imagine, and coordinate that amongst the various bureaus and so on that have autonomy and different areas of responsibility. What about that process jumped out at you as maybe a surprise? It was maybe a challenge you weren't expecting, or maybe something that happened easier than you were expecting it to happen?
I think the challenge you've pointed out is certainly one that's there. I wouldn't say that it was an unexpected one. I think it was one that was expected. But when you run into a federated type of organization, working across organizations, not just within organizations, is always a little more difficult. I think the cases where we've been successful have been ones where we've been able to let the business value drive what people are doing rather than wielding mandates at organizations. And so we have, for example, a case where one of our one of our bureaus, the Census Bureau, is providing some census facility for hosting other organizations' technology and infrastructure, and that allowed us to do at least one data center closure, and we're looking also possibly at doing some hosting for another one of our organizations. And these other organizations are actually saving money by doing this consolidation. The Census Bureau is able to offer better infrastructure costs than the commercially leased facilities that had been offered previously. And when you let the business drivers really produce the decisions, then you don't need to force people to do anything.
Where are you in this consolidation process? You've closed six. How far along do you think you are, or are you close to done, or just getting started, do you think?
I would say we're just getting started. We have some good initial momentum, but our overall plan is to close almost half of our 54 data centers, so we still have a ways to go.
I will look forward to hearing more about it as the process goes on, because it sounds like you've gotten some experience under your belt and can offer some guidance and input to agencies that are just getting started and are finding it to be a little rockier road than they expected. Thank you for being on the program today.
Happy to be here. Thanks very much. Good talking to you.
You too as well.